the kids go.
The whole family would be in it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, I see. When you first got water into the house, do you remember what you called the thing that you turned?
Faucets.
Just a faucet. And if you have one in the yard, or hose?
Oh, yeah, because that we had to have one out there so that we could water the cow.
I see.
The boys was, I guess they were getting ready to leave home by that time. Mm-hmm.
What did you call
hydrant.
It? Hydrant. It was a hydrant there. Did you ever have a barrel with something to turn that looked like a faucet? Some cider or molasses or something? They would turn. It looked like a faucet, but it would be made of wood.
Don't remember that.
Like a spigot?
A spigot?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
I see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know we always had a big container of some kind, still have, where there was never any wastewater. Water was always saved.
I see.
And even the wash water was saved to a certain extent. It was used on the garden. It was never just dumped. It was used to a certain tree or to the vineyard. It was always used.
I see. Uh-huh. Would that be good for the land? The wash water would be good for the land, I suppose.
I don't know. It was used.
Uh-huh.
We never put it right up next to the tree. We put it, as I remember, at the edge of the tree, and then they said that the water would moisten the ground.
I see.
It was more to keep the ground moist than to hit the roof. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I know we never wasted it. We never wasted anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was too hard to get, I suppose. Could you tell me something about the land around here? What you remember about the land itself? Whether it was full of trees or whether it was pasture or swamps or what rivers or branches you remember, springs, anything like that. I'm interested in what you recall about this land.
Well, in the early days, there wasn't very much cultivation. There was never any large acreage except the cotton. And it was just owned by a certain few people, and then they had their renters, more or less like the tenant farmers would be. As I remember. And then, of course, our market was pine. That was our money. If you had a little bit of timber, you could always sell a load of timber. But back in the early days, they never cut any pulpwood or anything. It was the big trees. And there was not very much pasture land. Everything was just wooded and country. Just like it is down under the hill now from where I live.
Mm-hmm.
It's still like that. But then through the years, then they went to raising cattle, and they went to making pastures and clearing the land, selling them more of the timber. And then, of course, the cotton was ruled out, and they went to raising soybeans and truck gardening and like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the land used to be real cheap. Golly, you could just buy land for next to nothing.
It's pretty expensive now, is it?
Oh, it's just gone completely out of line.
Mm-hmm.
It's awful high.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember seeing or being with your relatives in plowing or anything like that? Do you remember anything about plowing or?
Yes, sir.
We
plowed with just a one little old horse plow.
Is that right?
Up and down the furrows, up and down, just one row up, one row down, just with the one plow.
Horse.
And then an awful lot of people didn't even have a plow. They just used a spade and